Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So, 8 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning, it is a Breakfast Beat. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. Good to have you with us. We move along now to our next feature. The South African Hajj and Umrah Council hosted their annual general meeting this past weekend. And of course, we see a new board has been elected as well. But joining us online is Shaheen Essop, the president of SAHOK. Shaheen, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for the opportunity.
Only a pleasure. Now, of course, in terms of the AGM that was hosted this weekend, when and where was the SAHOK AGM notice put out to the public?
Alhamdulillah, almost a month and a bit ago, the AGM notice was publicized on all our social media platforms as well as on the necessary electronic radios and so forth. And public were invited, to make representation if they wanted to come through as observers to our AGM. Our AGM is obviously a closed AGM based on the fact that we are an organizational membership made up of 28 organizations around the country. And as such, members of the public are welcome, provided they make the necessary requirement arrangements. We did have public members attending our AGM, and alhamdulillah, it was very well structured and it went through very well.
When and where did it take place over the weekend?
It took place in Cape Town at the South offices in Belgravia Road on Sunday.
All right. And, who was in attendance? You did mention it is a closed AGM. So who was in attendance at the AGM?
Well, out of our 28 member organizations, 23 members were present, from around the country, KZN region, the Gauteng region, and the Western Cape region. Throughout the weekend, on Saturday, we held our National General Council meeting where the previous board presented all the necessary works for the year. And we went into the AGM where the annual financial statements were presented and adopted by the by the members of the council. And inshallah, that will be publicized on our website a little bit later today.
All right, that's good to know. Now, in terms of the board, perhaps take us through the process of how the board is elected. We've seen some shuffling of some of the positions, so take us through it.
Well, first of all, nomination process to people within the organization, because according to our constitution, members of the board are elected from within the membership of SAHOK. It is an open nomination process. Whoever has the ability to lead the organization or to join the board is welcome to get nominated onto that particular position. There's a proposer, a seconder, and the nominee will have to then sign as an acceptance or decline the nomination that you would basically be selected for. That goes through the process. Once that is collated and disseminated to all the member organizations, alhamdulillah, on the day we have an independent electoral officer. And that electoral officer goes through the necessary processes, makes sure that everything is in conjunction and in adherence to the constitution, and proceeds with the election.
All right. Now, in terms of the newly elected office bearers, who are they and what are their positions?
Well, I'm the newly elected president. We've got Sheikh Adam Ashekho as the first deputy. We've got Hafiz Ismail Kolvadia as the second deputy. Our secretary general remains Moaz Kasu. His assistant secretary general is Hassan Chunara. Our treasurer remains Asif Esop. His assistant is Mohammed Mehta. And then there are three additional members that are elected to the board, namely Sadiq Steenkamp, Mohammed Groenewald, and Kari Musa Sidat. Three more board members will still come on after the regions, KZN, Gauteng, and Western Cape, have their provincial AGM, and the chairpersons of those regions will then fulfill the 13-member of the board.
Perfect. Any final words from yourself in terms of, currently what is going on at SAHOK in preparation for the Hajj season of next year?
Well, alhamdulillah, already we've started working on the preparations for the ensuing year. We wait for the protocol invitation to come through so that we can go and see what is new from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. But all in all, alhamdulillah, people will see that the dynamic registration list has been, a list has been publicized. Mm. That gives you a fair idea of your position in the queue. What we're basically trying to do with this list is to ask the public out there, have a look at your position in the queue. And if you're within the first 2,500 or 3,000 and you know that you're not going to be able to go for Hajj next year, then perhaps inform SAUD's officers via an email that I'm not going to be able to make it for next year, whatever the reasons be, whether it be logistics, whether it be work, whether it be, you know, financial. Ask SAUD to please just move you forward so that you can better plan and we can better plan in order to make sure that we do not have an abundant number of lists that come out and wait for people to cancel or to defer their accreditation at that time once the accreditation takes place. So this is basically a process by which we can try and get the public to help us sanitize the list to make it as pure and as clean and as quick as possible.
Just a reminder as well, finally, in terms of how many times can you defer your accreditation?
Accreditation can be deferred 3 times, but when one does defer, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to defer to next year. Mm. You can defer and say, defer me for 1443, for example, or 1444. That is regarded as one deferral. It's not regarded as 3 deferrals because you're moving 3 years hence. One needs to look at it. If you move from 1441 to 42, 42 to 43, 43 to 44, that's 3 deferrals. So the opportunity or the system is designed as such for you to look after your own management of process in order to think about when you are going to be 100% ready for Hajj. So you can then defer, for example, as I've indicated, from 1441 to 1443 or to 1444 in order to make it easier on you, yes, whether it's for savings or whether it's for whatever other reasons associated to that.
All right, perfect. Well, Shaheen Esop, thank you so much for sharing with us this morning, and we wish you all the best with your nomination.
Thank you very much once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.